and some relative peace and quiet. While El Douchebag, can't you picture his stained green apron already? And the mandatory 17 pieces of flair? Oh wait, wrong chain. Serves up those refills, working minimum wage in a job he hates. But hey, how else is he going to pay for that gym membership and all those steroids he's got to be taking? Because no kid even close to my age should have arms that size, or a neck that short and thick. Problem is, that's a good few years into both of our respective futures. Monroe has a couple of years on me. He turned 16 back in March, I think, or pretty close. All of which brings us right back to the here and now, where his squat, ape-like frame is lurching towards me down 17th Avenue. It's almost as if a fire hydrant somehow pulled itself out of the ground and decided to try walking for the first time. And not entirely successfully. Three of his suck-ups are in tow behind him. I recognize them all. Snyder, Langley, and Foster. Just four knuckle-draggers out for a stroll. And who just happened to be bored, mean, and looking to take that out on an easy target. In other words, somebody like me. On a good day, brown-haired, brown-eyed me might weigh in at around 100 pounds. Maybe. Dad used to like to joke that I lost the genetic lottery. Or at least, got most of my genes from Mom's side of the family. I don't think he ever realized how much that used to hurt. Not even for a second. And now that he's gone, I'm glad I never told him. There's also the small fact that Brandon Monroe enjoys way more than his fair share of fame around the school for his number one hobby. He's apparently a Krav Maga champion. You know, that Israeli martial art with a flying fist and feet. And had even won a couple of trophies for it. "Chill," he said. I felt myself blanch. His tone was almost conversational. But the fake smile slash sneer wasn't fooling anybody. Least of all, me. I don't think it was ever really intended to. We've played this game before, Brandon Monroe and I. It always ends up the same way. One of us humiliated and knocked down on his ass. The other strutting and laughing, having once again established his manliness in front of the pack. I'll leave you to guess which one of us is which. Damn, but I hate him. I had no choice but to stop. The bullies had fanned out into a half circle, totally blocking the sidewalk. But without looking like they were trying to block the sidewalk. Class was out for the day. They'd been forced to endure the miseries of actually trying to learn something, and now they wanted to let off some steam and have a little fun, preferably at my expense. "So we've been wondering." The smile sneer had split the difference now, settling into more of a smirk. "Are you still in the closet, or is it too crowded in there with all those Batman comic books and Darth Vader figures?" A predictable snort came from the pack, who were obviously enjoying watching the skinny young guy start to squirm uncomfortably. But they were actually wrong for a change. On any other day, the usual way that this would have played out, assuming that I was suitably deferential, was that I might, if I was lucky, have gotten away with just being called a homo, or some brilliantly witty insult like that. Then perhaps I'd have been shoved in the chest by Monroe, or one of his goons, maybe jabbed with a couple of fingers, then jostled by the douchebags as they swept past, jostling me from the sidewalk and out into the street. But on this particular day, for whatever weird reason, that isn't how it was going to go down. Things were going to be different this time, simply because I just didn't feel like playing the victim anymore. I'd had it. The pack were waiting for me to respond, nudging one another and trading snarky comments in low voices. They were probably expecting a politely mumbled laugh from me, with an embarrassed little smile to go along with it. You know, all of the usual signs of a weaker kid trying to placate the stronger ones that clearly outnumber him and mean to rough him up. Well, too bad. They weren't going to get it. My spine straightened as I stood taller, stiff-backed, squaring off against Brandon Monroe in a way that they had never seen before. The four of them stiffened in response, probably reading my body language as it changed in a new and maybe even slightly challenging way. And just like that, I dropped the bomb. "You know that she's disappointed in you, right?" I ask. "What are you talking about, moron?" Brandon frowned, clearly puzzled. "Who's disappointed?" I let the question hang silently in the air between us for a while, watching them get a little antsy and really enjoying the feeling.